California's wildfires have largely faded from the headlines, but for the next few minutes, we're going to hear that those fires and their aftermath are still affecting life in Southern California every day. KPBS reporter Andrew Phelps is covering the fires. And Andrew, yesterday officials issued what's called a red flag warning. What's that?
Well, Steve, that is the most severe warning of wildfire weather. That means it'll be hot, it'll be dry, and there will be fast winds. They're called Santa Anas, coming through San Diego County, and that'll last through Sunday. Those conditions aren't as severe as 2 weeks ago when the fire started, but they can make life tough for firefighters who are still trying to control several fires. Most of them are 100% contained, but the stubborn Pumacha fire is only 85% contained, and Santa Ana winds can carry the flames beyond containment lines, which could be a real problem for firefighters.
Well, do people have the resources to deal with another big fire if it comes up?
Well, the answer is always we never have enough. There were some 10,000 firefighters on the fires at their worst, and there are still 5,000 in San Diego County alone. Interestingly, we've learned that the Marines are training with firefighters here in San Diego today, and that means that some of those water-dropping helicopters will be available more readily. We're also learning that the Forest Service is manning its fire stations 24 hours a day, which it doesn't usually do. So everybody is on alert this weekend.
And at the same time, people are investigating the fires that have already taken place, including this fire in Santa Clarita, California, that destroyed about 20 homes, more than 20 homes, as a matter of fact. What caused that fire?
A little boy playing with matches, actually. He's either 10 or 12 years old. And it turns out that prosecutors are trying to decide whether to bring criminal charges against the little boy or not. They are calling it an accident. And that's about all we know about that fire. Most of the fires, we know very little about what caused them.
Okay, thanks very much. That's Andrew Phelps, a reporter with member station KPBS in San Diego.